I'm Theodore Henry with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, February 15. Coming up, construction to continue at Lathbury Barracks in Up Park Camp. National Family Planning Board pushes dual contraception and government plans to implement energy management program. The details after the break.
Reducing your light bill is much easier than you think. Here are a few tips. Iron once per week if possible. Avoid opening your fridge too often. Don't place your fridge near strong heat sources. And do not hang items on the back of your refrigerator. Save energy. Save money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Now the news. The National Family Planning Board is encouraging Jamaicans to practice the dual contraception method to help reduce chances of unwanted pregnancies. Director of Enabling Environment and Human Rights with the National Family Planning Board's Sexual Health Agency, Devon Gabriel, says this could mean using the contraceptive pill in addition to the male or female condom.
We are speaking about using either a male or female condom at every act of sexual intercourse, while also utilizing another contraceptive method such as the pill, the depot provera injection, the hormonal implant, or the intrauterine device, commonly known as the IUD. The use of the male or female condom along with another contraceptive method will provide the ultimate protection.
The dual contraception method is a key part of Safer Sex Week, February 10 to 18. Men and women are advised to consult their doctors about the best kinds of contraception to use. Meanwhile, data from the 2008 Reproductive Health Survey shows that almost half the births that occur are unplanned and are mainly within the 15 to 24 age group. The survey also shows an estimated 29,000 persons living with HIV, with the highest increase in new infections also coming from the 15 to 24 age group. Director of Enabling Environment and Human Rights at the National Family Planning Board's Sexual Health Agency, Devon Gabriel, says despite 16 being the age of consent, data shows that young people are engaging in sexual activity much earlier.
Many may ask why we at the National Family Planning Board Sexual Health Agency have included 15-year-olds in our study, while the age of consent is currently 16. It is because the national definition of youth begins at age 15. And the facts show that adolescents under the age of 16 are not only having sex, but are also getting pregnant and contracting HIV and other STIs.
According to the 2008 survey, the average age for a young woman to start having sex is 16, and in young men, 14 and a half years. The government plans to implement a $30 million energy management and efficiency program this year that will consolidate and expand on the achievements of two other major initiatives. These are the Energy Security Efficiency and Enhancement and the Energy Efficiency and Conservation projects. Both were designed to promote and facilitate energy efficiency, security, and conservation engagements within the public and private sectors.
The Energy Management and Efficiency Program will, among other objectives, seek to reduce travel times and lessen fuel consumption throughout improved traffic control management, will translate to lower CO2 emissions and, of course, greater protection for our environment.
Science, Energy and Technology Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley. Dr. Wheatley says the Energy Management and Efficiency Program, which will be jointly financed by the Inter-American Development Bank and Japan International Cooperation Agency, aims to reduce carbon dioxide emissions, among other objectives. And finally, construction and improvement work at the Jamaica Defense Force, JDF's Lathbury Barracks at Up Park Camp, will continue during the upcoming fiscal year. The project, which falls under the Ministry of National Security, is being financed by the Consolidated Fund at a cost of $350 million. This is outlined in the 2017-2018 estimates of expenditure now before the House of Representatives. On completion of the project, new integrated accommodation, office, and storage facilities will be completed at the Lathbury Barracks. In the meantime, $103 million will be spent to undertake construction and rehabilitative works on select police facilities in the parishes of St. James and St. Catherine. The allocation will go towards acquiring land and completing building design for the facility in Montpellier, St. James, as well as the construction and expansion of the Caribbean Regional Drug Law Enforcement Training Center, Red Track, in St. Catherine. That was JIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.